Once again, we hear this very familiar story of the walk on the road to Emmaus. I had the great pleasure of hearing Father Plauschen's homily this morning, and as is fair in love, war, and homiletics, you can steal anything you want. Father spoke about the idea that what we're hearing today in the gospel is really the liturgy. It's the celebration that we are engaged in here, where we encounter Christ in word and in Eucharist. But the interesting thing about the story in Emmaus, and perhaps even our own story, is what is our expectation of Jesus? You see, the two companions who were walking with Jesus, Cleopas and the unnamed person, had a different expectation. Their expectation of Jesus was sort of dashed with their hopes, because their expectation was it was going to be a king and a ruler, someone who was powerful, someone who would swoop in and save them from the Roman Empire, save them from anyone who persecuted them. And so for the Christ to be hung upon a cross didn't make any sense whatsoever to them. But it was Jesus who broke open these scriptures and helped to remind these two, and again helps to remind us, that the process of salvation can only be achieved through the cross. It made perfect sense that Christ would have to die in order to save us. And that is kind of an ugly picture. It's kind of something that perhaps we want to avoid. But the beauty of our salvation is that Christ won it. It is over. The fight is over. Our salvation is there for the taking. In fact, that's why we come here today. We come here today to take. We take from the cross today. We take from the word today. But the process of salvation, as witnessed by Christ, is to also give. Jesus, in the process of bringing us the Eucharist, made an offering of himself. And in order for us to appreciate that offering of himself, we too have to take the risk of offering ourselves. But we need to be grateful, because it is here when we take, when we are strengthened by this idea of the Christ, so that we can take from here the power of the gospel, the power of love, the power of sacrifice, the power of enduring each of our own small, insignificant crosses, so that we can make Jesus known to others, to make Jesus known by the breaking of the bread and by breaking open the scriptures. So essentially what happens today in this gospel is Jesus connects the dots for his disciples. He connects the dots for us. And the connection of dots looks like this. God, in his almighty power, entered into the earth and took our own form, so that we could be restored to the unity and peace that God had intended in the first place. connecting the dots comes through the sign of the cross. And we have to be courageous enough to embrace each of our own crosses in life. That's why we come here to take. So let it be our prayer this evening that as we come forward to take of this Christ, we can be empowered to love like this Christ. We can be empowered to give like this Christ, so that the world can be transformed in a very real way. God did not come to the earth only to restore us. God came to the earth so that we can restore the earth. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The story is over. We've won. How courageous are you to step away from this place and share that good news?